The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So we're live on all platforms now. Let me go ahead and get started with the show. Welcome, everybody. My name is Nick Hershey. I'm the president and founder of The Mortgage Calculator. We are a lender that specializes in alternative financing options, aka non-QM loans, as well as conventional FHA, VA, and USDA as well. But we love to go over our non-QM options and do things a little bit differently here. So I'm joined today by our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez, with 27 years of experience, who will go into a little more detail, deep dive on a quote here in a minute, and our COO, Kyle Hershey, who will talk a little bit more about how to reach out to our team. So today's topic, as I mentioned earlier, if you tuned in early, is going to be about our foreign national home loan program. So we have a couple different options. These are for borrowers who are not based, working, living in the United States, not eligible for a standard home loan. They are eligible, however, to purchase investment properties via our DSCR programs, the programs that we love here at the Mortgage Calculator, via our non-QM programs, as well as they can purchase second homes just in case they would like to stay here during some of the year as well. So we have a couple different options, some great LTV options, and Jose will kind of do a deep dive into those here in a minute once we complete today's daily section, which today, again, is January 24th, 2023. And let me go ahead and check out the live reads for today. It's just after 11 a.m. this morning. And let me go ahead and switch my screen. And let me pull up our live mortgage rates tool. So this is what we love to do every morning. We love to check out what the markets are doing. Basically, this is a tool for our mortgage professionals. So this isn't for the public. This is for our mortgage professionals to check out the basic rates and programs that we have. So a quick pricer, we call it. But if you would like to get a quote, a full quote with a loan estimate and all that kind of good stuff, the full cost and all the full breakdown, please get with one of our licensed loan officers. We have over 300 loan officers. And we are licensed in 17 states for primary and second home purchases. And we can do our business purpose, DSCR loans that we love to do, and pretty much every state since they are business purpose. So this tool will show us the rates just for today. And these are just kind of a basic indication. If you want a full breakdown, as Jose will show you in a minute, we can always break down all the different rate and cost options that work best for your specific scenario. So let's go ahead and start with a basic setup here. I'm going to set up our first quote as an 80 LTV, 20% down. Going to use a desired price of 99. What that means is we're going to buy down 1 point on the rate. Most of our customers in this environment are asking to buy down the rate in some form. How they finance that, maybe seller concessions or realtor concessions or some other type of concession in order to finance that, but most requests today are asking to buy down the rate, whether it's an extreme temporary buy down or just a permanent buy down. These are typically the requests we get. So we'll always target 99. That means one discount point in cost is going to be our target here. We're going to start with our conforming loan program, conforming conventional, what everybody's used to. We'll go from there into FHA, which is obviously usually the next option if a borrower doesn't quite qualify for a conventional loan. Then we will go into our expanded guidelines, aka non-QM, which go beyond FHA and conventional to offer some amazing options for borrowers who would not otherwise qualify. We also can quote VA or USDA. Remember, VA is just for our veterans that have served and qualify. So if you do qualify for a VA loan, please get with our team. They'll quote it up in a couple minutes, just like you're about to see me do here now. And we'd be love to service you as well. And for USDA, those are only for rural properties. So if you're looking at a rural property, please get with us, but not everybody is looking in a rural area, so we won't go over the USDA programs today, but they're available out there. So we're going to do a conventional first, purchase, 30-year fixed, what everybody's pretty much used to, standard scenario, primary, single family, and Florida, Miami-Dade, since that's where we're based. Our estimated FICO for all our quick pricing quotes today will be 760, and our estimated debt-to-income ratio, aka DTI, is going to be 40 for all these examples. Of course, we're going to use Citizen here for these. Jose is going to go into our foreign national options, which are listed under here. We won't do that on the quick pricer, but obviously for all our examples here, for our standard loans, we're going to do Citizen. Later here in a few minutes, we'll have Jose go into the foreign national options. But let's check out what the rates are this morning since we just went live with our markets. Let's pick our verification here. This is a live tool, so we do have to verify every morning. And just like every morning, these programs are specialty. They're great options for borrowers that do qualify. Usually you have to be under area median income for these home ready and home possible kind of specialty conventional programs. So let's cruise down to the first standard program that's across the board. Conforming 30-year fixed, our pricing today, this morning, is 6.125 rate for just under one discount point in cost. So you saw last week, it dipped down a little bit below six for us here on the show. So you see, we love to do this every morning so we can watch the markets fluctuate up and down. Again, we would love to give you all these options. We're transparent here. We'll keep you updated. We can re-quote you the rates, before we actually do a lock action and keep you updated on what's going on in the marketplace. Let's go back to the quick pricer though here and check out our rates this morning for the next best option typically. So if a borrower doesn't qualify for conforming or conventional, the next best option typically, we're going to go check out some FHA options. So we'll choose FHA. Everything else will stay the same. 80 LTV, 20% down payment, purchase, 30-year fixed, primary, 760 FICO, 40 DTI, and we'll keep everything the same for this example to compare. And you see here at the top of the list, our best rate and cost combination here. Actually, it looks like it would be this one, which would be 5.5 rate for just under one discount point in cost. So we do have some various FHA programs as well, which we went over last week. But you'll see there is some specialty 203H, 203K, et cetera. So we do have access to these other specialty programs as well. But this is our standard FHA program, 5.5 rate, just under one discount point. And always keep in mind, FHA does have additional mortgage insurance, monthly mortgage insurance, and upfront. So there is usually a little bit higher APR. Always be sure to compare that. Now, this is where we get excited. So if a customer does not qualify for conventional or FHA, a lot of lenders or banks are stuck. They do not have the options that we love to cater to. So we love to specialize in our expanded guidelines here, aka non-QM loan options. So let me pull this to 80 so we can compare to what we were just looking at. Now we will use our expanded guidelines, our alternative income documentation options. We're going to set everything else up the same, 30-year fixed, primary, single family, 760 credit, 40 DTI. But to determine that debt-to-income ratio, the DTI, we are going to use alternative income. So we can use one-year alt doc, two-year alt doc, asset-related. We did a show last week with a deep dive on that if you want to check that out. The business bank statement, 12, 24 months, very popular. Investor DSCR, we'll go over that here in a minute on investment properties. And our most popular program by far for alternative income documentation for a primary home is typically a 12-month personal bank statement program. So this is what we'll use this morning to check out, our most popular option. And this is for self-employed borrowers. We're going to use 12 bank statements to determine a debt-to-income ratio for this borrower, which is obviously going to be a different number, a different debt-to-income ratio compared to them using their full documentation tax return. So a lot of people that are self-employed, their tax return income is not necessarily the same as their actual cash in the bank. So we're able to use those 12 bank statements to determine how much cash they can actually afford every month towards their housing expense. So let's check out these options we have, and we can compare these side by side. Remember, non-QM is always going to be higher rate. But obviously this would be for a borrower who would not qualify otherwise or needs more income to qualify, and therefore to get the higher loan amount, they're going to need to use alternative income. So a little bit higher rates, but great options. We love to do these. So alt doc program here, 7.875 rate for just under one discount point. That's a great option. This one has a little bit crazy discount points. Obviously it's a specialty program, probably wouldn't suggest this, but here another great option around 8 for under one discount point. And there are a ton of options we have here that vary widely. They vary in the rate as well as the programs. Please get with our loan officers. They can dig through all the guidelines to find which one may work for you. With these non-QM programs, we also have expanded guidelines not only on the way we do income, but also on things of the credit event type nature, such as foreclosure, short sale, bankruptcy, those types of things. They are still allowed, but obviously probably towards the higher end here in some of these flexible programs, for example, would be examples of the ones a little bit higher rate, but for borrowers who would definitely not qualify otherwise. So a lot of great options out of the non-QM world. We absolutely love to do those. And there's thousands of programs beyond just the conventional that you saw on the FHA, right? So we click this button, there's thousands of different options. Please get with our team. We'd love to dig through those options and find the best ones for you. Now, let's switch gears, though, to investment properties. So we love to cater to our investors. We get a ton of requests for investment properties every day, whether they're first-time investors just buying their first property, a lot of Airbnb requests now, very popular, or they're an investor with 10, 20, 100 properties, and they're using us to, you know, cash out, refinance some properties to purchase new properties, et cetera. We love to work with our investors. So let's pull up a basic scenario here, and we can compare our conforming conventional investment property options for a 80 LTV loan with 20% down payment. We'll compare our conforming options with our expanded guideline non-QM options. So if you're working with a bank without any non-QM options, this is all you'll see. There's only one option for conforming. And when we press submit here for a standard scenario, we're going to see that the conventional, the GSEs, the conventional programs do have what I would call phrase as a penalty, basically, where there are high costs here. So while you do see some decent rates in the sixes, keep in mind there are high discount points. That's because the GSEs have added basically a price adjustment to investment properties to discourage investors from using conventional financing for investment properties. So where does that lead us? Obviously, investors don't always want to pay high points. 3.5 points is quite a bit. A lot of times they want to have other options. Unfortunately, with conventional, we cannot raise the rate too much and get down in discount points. So even going up to 7.125, you see here, we're still stuck at about 275 discount points. So a lot of our investors are asking for other options. So if you're working with a bank or a lender that doesn't have non-QM, that's basically the end. And that's where we love to come in and say, no problem, we can quote these up for you, but we can also compare that to all of our amazing non-QM investment property options. So let me slide this over, click on expanded guidelines. We'll go through investment property. And now that we have the income verification slider, we can do all the crazy income that we talked about before, but our most popular program by far when we're doing investment property is our DSCR because there is no income. We use the income from the property, the rental income. We do not require any employment verification or any employment information at all or any income information at all from the borrower on the loan. So these are our most popular programs by far. And you'll see here the rates are very decent. We always add a prepayment penalty by default to our non-QM programs, pretty standard. Obviously, there can be no prepayment if you wish, and that will cost more. Or you can go up to 5 years to cost less. The standard is pretty much 3 years, so we'll use that for our scenario today. Get with our loan officers if you want to quote with it less or more. We'd be happy to do it in just a couple seconds. So this is how we'll set up our non-QM investment purchase, and we'll see what we got here. And we'll see the rates are going to be a little bit higher, but the discount points are much lower. So a lot more flexibility here. The customer does want to buy the rate down, they can still get the rate down to pretty much about conventional rates, right? Into the sevens. If they want to have, you know, relatively not a lot of costs or not a lot of discount points, we can actually go up in rate into the eights and nines here and find some great options. So hundreds of programs here under DSCR, they do vary widely, again, for different scenarios and reasons. For example, this one requires the property cash flow a little bit more than this one, and so on and so forth. Please get with our team. They'll navigate which option is best for you. We also have some specific options that allow us to use short-term rental income for those people looking to purchase Airbnb rental properties. So those are great options as well. So that is it for the live rates. So let me switch gears real quick and introduce the next part here, which I'm going to have Jose. Let me pull up the graphic again real quick just so we can all see it. I'm going to have Jose, our sales manager, our 27-year veteran, go over a detailed example of, let me share my screen, our foreign national home loan program. So we do have programs for foreign nationals to use, but we just saw the DSCR program. Obviously, there are some specific parameters to put in place, which Jose will explain, but they can use our DSCR program to purchase properties in the United States with relatively no income verification, which gets a little complicated for people with income overseas. So DSCR is the best option. There are some other second home options as well. But I'll go ahead and pass it over to Jose, who can explain a little bit about this, and then I'll let him share his screen and show a detailed quote that our team can break down for any deal. So let me highlight you, Jose, and you can go ahead and take over.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining the Mortgage Calculator for our daily mortgage rates live. So today we have foreign national loans. These are loans we do quite a bit of, actually, here in Florida. being the number one foreign national purchase destination in the United States. Now, we also do them throughout the country, not just in Florida, by the way. Now, what exactly is a foreign national? Because we get a lot of confusion with an I-10 borrower. The similarity between a foreign national and an I-10 is that neither have a permanent residence nor obviously citizenship status nor any kind of legal working status in the United States, right? The I-10 lives permanently in the United States and derives their income from the United States. And that's where they deviate, because a foreign national can never derive any of their income, or at least for loan purposes, in the United States. It has to be always has to be generated outside of the United States, either in their country where they reside or whatever other country where they may be deriving income, but not in the United States. Nor can a foreign national be a resident nor citizen of the United States, even if they are a citizen of another country and born in the other country and reside in that other country, if they have any kind of residency or citizenship in the United States, they are not considered a foreign national borrower, right? So now that we set that groundwork, I want to go over a couple of scenarios that I quoted. The first scenario is for a foreign national purchasing at the maximum loan to value, which is 75%. They were a little bit higher, but when all the volatility came about with the pandemic, they tightened up the guidelines a little bit. And right now, best case scenario we have is 75% financing or 25% down payment, whichever way you want to look at it. And this is for a DSCR option, right? So the best thing about this option is that they only have to provide proof of assets and passport, and as required, or as may be required, a visa, depending what country they're from, because some countries are visa waiver countries, like, for example, Canada is a visa waiver country, so you don't need a visa to come to the U.S. So DSCR option, very minimal requirements, no income requirements whatsoever, other than, I will state, because it is a DSCR, debt service coverage ratio option loan, the only income that will be considered will be the income being generated by the property, the gross rental income that is going to be, or either generated, or if it's a vacant property purchase, like in this case, it may be vacant, the 1007, which is the market rent schedule that is completed by the appraiser. And that's all that we use. We get that. We divide by the housing expense, PITI, and of applicable association fee. And as long as it is 1.0 or greater, we have a deal. So in this option, you will note, again, this is 75% LTV. You can go as low on a cost as 0.75. And now this is for a $562,500 loan. So it's 0.75 of a point is the lowest cost option at 9% rate. And then you can buy it down to 8.25. And I believe that was somewhere around 3.125. on that fee there. So again, this is foreign national, 75% loan to value purchase. And this scenario is good up to $1 million in loan amount. Above $1 million, the LTV is going to go down usually 5%. So now we will go to a foreign national cash out option. Same income type of scenario. Right. You only need to verify assets and passport. And in this case, since it's a cash out, it's even simpler, because the cash out proceeds can be used to verify the reserve requirement. So what that means is that you do not even have to provide bank statements to show any assets, as long as the cash out proceeds or at least equal to the minimum reserve requirement, which for this loan is 12 months. So you will note that the rate increases only a little bit because it is a cash out, which is a little bit higher on the risk scale than a purchase. So you're looking at 9.125% rate at the same 0.75 point in loan discount. That's the lowest cost option. And the rate down to the same 8.25. And I believe there's like a, this is like 3.25 in the cost instead of 3.125 for the purchase. So still very, very good rates when you consider what would be the Fannie Mae rates or the Freddie Mac rates, the conventional rates for a cash out refi on a national borrower, full doc, 75% LTV. It's probably going to be somewhere around there and, you know, close to it. And the costs will be very similar as well. And when you consider this is to a foreign national with no credit score requirements either, no credit reference letter needed either, no accountant reference letter needed either. This is a very simply documented program with very, very low rates. So now I'm going to give you another foreign national option. This is a full doc. Now, this is for a seven-year ARM for Florida and New York City only, you know, two very good foreign national markets, right? So this particular option is only for those two locations, but I do bring it up because it is a very, 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 very low rate. You're talking about a seven-year fixed ARM. Keep in mind, 30-year amortization, but please keep in mind, most foreign nationals look to pay that loan off in less than 7 years. They don't look at a 30-year loan and say, I'm going to pay it for 30 years. They're looking at paying it off early. They're just not usually buying cash because they want to conserve assets. But the idea is to pay it off on an accelerated basis. So this is actually an amazing option for foreign nationals because on a seven-year ARM, and by the way, we just had the rates dropped yesterday on this program. So non-QM rates are dropping as the liquidity keeps increasing in the market. So this one, 7.25% rate with only 0.75 point in additional fee. Amazing, amazing option. Now it is, again, 75% loan to value. And the difference in this one is that it is full doc. But what is full documentation for a foreign national? It's usually one of two very simple items. Either if they're self-employed, it is an accountant verification letter from their country of origin. So it does have to be a licensed accountant from their country of origin providing an income letter stating what their income was for the last 2 years, current year to date, percentage of ownership in the business, how long they've owned it, and type of business. Sort of like a business narrative letter with income stated on it. And for if they are an employee, the letter is simply a the same letter, but generated by the human resources department that talks about what their income was 2020 or 2021, 2022, and year to date 2023. Very simple, 75% loan to value, 7.25% interest rate. And then this same option is available as a 65% loan to value cash out option. And very good rate again, 7.25, 0.75 point in fee. That's it. But I'm going to throw an additional twist to this one. If the refinance is occurring, and I get goosebumps on this one here because this is so special. If the refinance is occurring within 12 months of the purchase, they actually let it go up to 75% loan to value. So you bought the property cash or whatever you did, and you're refinancing it within the 12 months of the purchase date, they will let you borrow up to 75% as a cash out refinance. Same rates that we're talking about, 7.25%. at 0.75 point. So again, four very good options with a fifth actually thrown in there as a twist. if you got that borrower that purchased with some hard money or cash and wants to refinance it within 12 months of purchase, we can go 75% on a cash out refi. So, I mean, no reason why a Four Nationals shouldn't be benefiting, and they are, and no reason why the MLOs shouldn't be capitalizing on all the Four Nationals that are coming over right now and purchasing properties in the United States. Number one state is Florida. Number two state is Texas. And then obviously you got California thrown into the mix as well. And a few others that are thrown in there, but one, two, and three, definitely Florida, Texas, and California.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, sir. So a lot of great options for Four Nationals. As I mentioned before, we can even do second homes as well if they want to reside. So please get with our team, get a detailed breakdown like Jose sent. We can do that for any scenario within about 5 minutes. So Kyle, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how to connect?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a team of over 350 loan officers all across the country. We're licensed in 17 states. And then we can do business purpose loans in a lot of other states as well, almost every state. So as Nick said, our loan officers within just a few minutes can get you out a detailed quote for your exact scenario. So if you're already working with one of our loan officers where they shared this video with you, that's great. Continue to work with them. If not, you can contact us at themortgagecalculator.com, which is actually right here. You can go on our site and apply or just submit your contact info and we'll have a loan officer get back to you. You can also send us an email, info@themortgagecalculator.com. Now, our loan officers are trained to not only help you with the regular conventional FHA, VA, USDA, but these type of programs that we've been talking about today, the non-QM programs, the bank statement, the DSCR, the Four National programs, all the different cool investment programs we have. We also offer fix and flip, ground up construction, commercial. So a plethora of programs and products that our loan officers can help you with and that are trained to be able to guide you through the process as your loan consultant. So go ahead and visit us, themortgagecalculator.com, or send us an email at info@themortgagecalculator.com. We do this show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. We live stream and show the rates. So tune in tomorrow. We hope to see you all tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in.
Take care,
everyone.
Thank you.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.